أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا تحرك به لسانك لتعجل به، إن علينا جمعه وقرآنه، فإذا قرأناه فاتبع قرآنه ثم إن علينا بيانه. صدق الله العظيم. The ayats that had passed, the first 15 ayats of the surah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about different aspects of the day of Qiyamah after Allah took a qasam on the day of Qiyamah. And then for these four ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speak about the wahi and the revelation that came down upon our Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala goes back and speaks about the day of Qiyamah. In between, this question may arise that why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now change this topic momentarily for four ayat, four verses, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continues? Or what is the correlation and the relationship between the wahi that came down to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the day of Qiyamah? When we look at these verses, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يُنَبَّأُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ بِمَا قَدَّمَ وَأَخَّرَ, that on the day of Qiyamah, man will be informed about his deeds, what he sent forth, what he had left behind, what the happenings of this world was, whatever it may have been, good and bad, in whatever detail it may have occurred, all of it with precision, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will inform us. Not a single detail will be missing, not a single fact will be misconstrued, not anything will be fabricated, nothing will be added on, nothing will be deduced, nothing will be reduced. Everything will be with precision. The place where the deed had taken place, who was there, how it happened, etc. Now, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to show us the absolute opposite of it. That this Quran, this kitab is the sifat, it is the quality of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is the kalam of Allah. And this kalam of Allah, with what great accuracy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transferred it onto this earth. When we look at from Surah Al-Fatiha to Surah An-Nas, we will sit and marvel at this kalam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We will never be able to fathom it, that what precision and accuracy, and how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed this Quran, and with what detail Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us about all the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to inform us about. There were certain things Allah ta'ala that did not want to tell us. When is the day of Qiyamah? That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not want to tell us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had left the detail out. And in this most accurate, precise, beautiful, wondrous way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this Quran, and the point of contact was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via Jibreel alayhi salam to our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then that entire wahi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had engulfed it into his heart, and from there Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed on this amanat to you and I in pristine purity. Not one harf, not one letter has been changed or moved out of place. And this is this great kitab of Allah, this great kalam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You and I, as reciters of the Quran, will now appreciate that when Allah ta'ala says, يُنَبَّهُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ بِمَا قَدَّمَ وَأَخَّرَ, with what great accuracy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do that also. So hence Allah ta'ala says to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَا تُحَرِّكْ بِهِ لِسَانَكَ لِتَعْجَلَ بِهِ. O my Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not move your tongue rapidly, لِتَعْجَلَ بِهِ, in trying to hasten the memory of the Qur'an-i-Kareem, It comes in the narrations that in the initial stages of the wahi, when Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam would come down with the wahi, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would very rapidly move his tongue, like how we would see ourselves also, and we will notice others, that when we are trying to memorize something, we want to do it very, very quickly and very rapidly. And our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now consoles Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His was an amanat, that it was coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he knew he had to now deliver this amanat, convey this amanat to the ummah, and hence Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go through this agony of trying to memorize the words of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you be rest assured, you don't even go that way, you don't have to even move your lips. Why? Inna alayna jama'ahu wa Qur'ana. Certainly it is our responsibility to gather, to collect the Quran in your heart. That is the responsibility of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had taken, that now you just listen. And after you listen, and then our responsibility would be to gather the Quran into the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nazala bihi ar-ruhul amin ala qalbika litakuna minal mundirin. That the first point of contact, the first point of contact between Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the wahi of Allah, that these words of the Quran Kareem, its first contact was directly into the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and hence that was our responsibility. Wa Qur'ana, and it is our responsibility to have it recited by you, and hence that great responsibility Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had taken. And we find that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it comes in the riwayat, that after that he would listen, and just by listening, after Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam would leave, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would then recite the ayats and the verses to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us understanding.